you can tell they made a couple changes, and you just got to give credit to their coaching staff and players of believing in each other and changing things and improving as a team. You know, he's very talented. He's a rising young star, and he's very unbelievable at what he does, man. The passes he throw, the way he runs the offense, kind of looks like Peyton Manning all over again. And he's great, man. You just got to give him his credit. He's worked hard. He's brought him this far, and this is the matchup we got. So we're looking forward to it. It's great, man. It takes a lot of hard work to get here, and you just got to continue to improve every week, be consistent, and that's what we've been trying to do throughout the whole year, just stay consistent and play great ball as a team.
We've came a long ways. I mean, we probably had probably one of the toughest schedules of the year, playing against some great quarterbacks, some great offenses, very explosive offenses, and we stood up to the challenge the whole year. So you got to give everybody credit, the coaching staff, the players sticking in there. We put a lot of our players in some tough situations this year, and we stood up to the challenge. So, it's great. You know, it at this point, at a season in a year, it is what it is. Whoever's on the schedule, whether you played them once, you usually probably going to see them again in this time and situation. So it really doesn't matter. The pass is the pass, and this is this is all for the marbles right here. This is for to advance to the Super Bowl. So at this point, it just really don't matter. It's a new ball game. It's a new week. I don't know. Maybe that's something you can ask Bill. We have a game plan, and we're going to stick to our game plan, and we're going to make sure we have a strong one. This, like I said, this is for all the marbles. It's a big game for both teams, and we're very familiar with each other, and we'll see on Sunday. It was tough. It was a different situation for us. And we got ourselves out the hole. We came back from a two-touchdown deficit and never looked back. But that was that game. This is a new week, and this is something for us to focus on this week, and that's all we can do. Going up against Tom helps a lot. I mean, the way he makes you work, the way he makes you prepare, even all that practice is beneficial. So, we just got it. Like I said, we got to keep on just playing consistent as we've been doing, and having Tom as our quarterback helps. Going against him, it's just being competitive, and I think that's in this league. I think as a defensive back, that's what needs to drive you as a defensive back, and I think our whole secondary feels that same way. I mean, we feel that we don't want any balls caught. But at the same time, it's a very tough league. You do have to give credit to where it's due to your opponents. But at the same time, we got a goal, as a defense and as a secondary. And we want to play tight coverage and not give up balls caught on us. I think Sunday's, game day is probably the best day, you prepare all week and when the lights turn on, I mean, that's when, it's time for you to perform. So that's just how I look at it. It's a long week, and it's almost kind of you getting held back during the whole week until it's time to let you out the cage and you go out there and just basically perform. They have great tight ends. Fleener and Allen, they're pretty awesome. They play a big part in their offense, in Indy's offense, and Fleener you see him catching balls all the time. I mean, it's Luck's roommate, college roommate. So you can tell they got a good chemistry out on the field, as well as a great friendship. What do we have to do? It's play Patriot football. Just play Patriot football and continue to play like we've been playing all year, and not put any added pressure, on us as a team. And just look at it that way. Just go out there and just play Patriot football.